necessity. Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny. The great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now, sit back and discover amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Welcome to This is Kansas City. My name's Brian Boger. I'm your host. And I want to let you know we're broadcasting on 94.5 FM and 1510 AM. So you can hear us on both sides of FM and AM. Plus, we're streaming. This is KansasCity.com. Top of the homepage. Just hit the listen live every day from 2 to 3. Every weekday from 2 to 3. I don't know if I could do weekends anymore, but every day from 2 to 3, tune us in. And if you have, you can get us on your phone, you can get us on your computer. If you have an Alexa or a similar type device, all you have to do is just say, Alexa, play ESPN 1510, and our show will come up 2 to 3 every weekday. Now, I want to, we have a great show lined up for you today. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. This show is brought to you by Evolve KC. They are a total business solutions group. They 28 years in business. They really, really work hard in the technology sector where you might need some help. So if you're looking for new websites, social media management, website development, they have a program going on right now that they can analyze your website. It's all for free. You don't have to provide them with any information. Just call them and or go online and put a request in, and they will give you the information. Who's visiting your website, how many hits you got, you receive, and I mean, it's all for free. So go evolvekc.com for more information. And I also want to thank Spirit of Health. They are a total complete wellness center. They're located at 5901 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri. And they have three separate buildings. One is a doctor's office. They do all kinds of blood tests and all kinds of they can test you for toxicities. Their blood test is so much more advanced than what you would get at a regular doctor that it's amazing. So they have all of that in there. They have a pediatric doctor in there, and they also provide they have a whole supplement superstore that all their products are vetted. So they buy only the best products. You might think they're more expensive, but they're really not. They're a lot more potent, and they work rather than going to a big box store. SpiritofHealthKC.com for more information. Now, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have Garozos. Yes, we have Garozos in studio, my idol. And just because we had Garozos on today, I decided to make Italian tonight for my dinner. So Garozos is one of my favorites. Been there a long time. We've got Gina Garozo in studio. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks, Brian.
You can lower that if you want to. Yeah.
There we go. That's better.
Yeah. So Gina, tell us a little bit about your experience with Garozos.
Okay, well, I followed in my dad's footsteps. I started bussing tables when I turned 13 so I could pay for a soccer trip to Europe. And just kind of fell in love with the business right away. I got to watch my dad work the room and learn all the ins and outs of the restaurant business from the best.
Hey, that's awesome.
says it right in time as I walk in the door. I hit every red light in America.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good.
I'm sorry. I should have called you Mr. Garozzo.
No, Michael's
because
fine.
Because you influenced me to make Italian tonight for my dinner. I should have gone just right over to Garozzo's and picked it up. But then we... Mike Burris.
Yes, sir.
Missouri Restaurant Association. And Mike, tell me what Gina's role is going to be next year.
Oh, with the association, we're very excited. Gina's going to be the president of the Greater Kansas City Restaurant Association next year. She's going to do an awesome job.
President.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. And still work at Garozzo's.
Definitely, yes. Following in my dad's footsteps again. I guess he was the president of the association in the past, too.
He knows it doesn't pay real well.
it doesn't. The pays. I was president in 2017, and that was right after, in January 17, and Donald Trump said, pay me $1 a year. I'm giving the rest to charity. I'm doing it for free. I said, they're paying Donald Trump $1 a year. He's making more than me.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to dive into Garozzo's. We'll be right back.
When's the last time you've made it down to the beach to have the perfect seafood dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, just 15 minutes outside of downtown in Overland Park. We'll take good care of you. We've got the freshest seafood in Kansas City. From crab legs to shrimp to fresh mussels and clams, or some fresh shucked oysters. You can't make it to the beach for dinner? Come on down to Hook and Reel, 119th and Medcalf, 913-787-3660. HookandReel.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. Pack full of features with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Come on, guys. No cleats on the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603, 562-314-4603 for more details.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait. There's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250. Micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer. With Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Welcome back to This Is Kansas City. We are joined in studio with Michael Garozzo and Gina Garozzo, soon to be...
Gina Vitale. I am Gina Vitale.
She's Gina Vitale.
Yes, yeah.
She's Gina Garozzo Vitale.
I took it as my middle name, though, so you're not wrong.
Okay. let's keep it in the family here. Yeah. All right, now, you have two restaurants. One is located at 9950 College Boulevard in Overland Park. Been there years. And then the other one, the original, is...
was the original, 526 Harrison.
526 Harrison in Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
And that was the original. That was the 1989?
1989, April 6, 1989, on a wing and a prayer. The birthplace of Chicken Spadini.
Did it start there?
It started there in 89. Back in the late 80s, everybody was watching their cholesterol. Everybody was down on red meat, and chicken was really hot. We were eating the beef spadini the way my Nana Garozzo used to make it. And my uncle, my dad's younger brother, came up to help me with the menu. And he says, you know, Mike, you don't have enough chicken on the menu. Chicken's real popular. People are watching their cholesterol. Red meat's out, and chicken's going crazy right now. I said, I got chicken parmesan. I got chicken marsala. I'm like, it's chicken. What are you going to do with it? And we were eating the beef spadini, with marinated with the breading and the olive oil, lemon, garlic, and basil, and the original, you know, beef spadini, chicken spadini. And he says, why don't you try doing the chicken just like we're doing the beef? And I says, all right, let's give it a try. We tried it out. And man, this is delicious. He says, Mike, you got to put this on the menu. I said, are you crazy? No one's ever seen chicken spadini on the menu. No one's going to order it. He said, put it on the menu. If nobody orders it, take it off. And boy, did they order it. And I'm glad I listened to him. Thank God. So.
And now you can find it at grocery stores all over.
And not just at grocery stores, at other restaurants.
Yeah.
And, you know, the funny thing is I got these... some of my friends in Kansas, you know, I grew up on the hill in St. Louis, and some of those guys...
Started as a busboy.
When I turned 13, 57 years ago. And so when I first... I lost my train of thought there. I was on a thing, but I was...
You were the chicken spadini.
The chicken spadini, right. But now, you know, some of those guys that all have restaurants, we were all busboys and waiters together that have restaurants in St. Louis now, they'd say, we had chicken spadini before he did. You know, I'm like, really? I said, I never saw it. When I lived there, I never saw chicken spadini on a menu. And they said, well, we had it before you. We were open before you. Just because you were open. I said, listen. If you had chicken spadini before me, you must have done a nice job of keeping it a secret, because nobody ever heard of it.
Well, but like when I go to the grocery store and stuff, that's your chicken spadini.
Yeah, if it says Garozzo's, It says mine. There's some other people out there trying to do it. I don't want to mention any names, but you're welcome to try it if you want to like ours more.
I'd love to go to the restaurants and try it, but let's say I go and buy it. What do I? How do I make it? How do I prepare it?
We have the directions. If you go to Hen House, Hen House
that's
has
Hen
a great
House,
display.
Where I go.
Hen House, and they got the Amogu right there. We have it on the bottom of it. We have it the recipe on how to do it.
Okay.
You saute it, you in olive oil or butter, but you bread it and then you bake it. And then you bake it, but. The way we do it, we grill it. We grill it, but they were grilling it too long. They were over-grilling it, it's, you know, and it was getting dry.
Right.
So we came up with it, people were saying it's dry. It's not like the ones at the restaurant because they're overcooking it. So what we did, we came up with the recipe to just saute it in a skillet in olive oil and then to bake it for so many minutes. And
it's all
in the back. It works. It comes out perfect every time with that.
I suggest everybody go to Garozzo's and get it there first. And then if you want to try it yourself, seems like a lot of work for me. I'd rather just go get it. But I am making meatballs tonight. I can't duplicate yours. They're incredible. But 32 years.
32 years, yeah. About 37 years.
Really?
April 6th, 1989, on A Wing and a Prayer.
And it was two of your relatives who convinced you to go after your dream.
Well.
Was it your uncle?
Well, my dad and my uncle always encouraged my love for the restaurant business. I started out as a busboy at a restaurant where they were both waiters, you know, so.
And then you opened in 89.
I moved to Kansas City in 79 and went in business in 89.
And then in 91, you went to Italy.
In 91, I went to Italy for the first time. I also opened the second Garozzo's in 91.
I love that one. That's close to my house.
No, that was the third one.
Oh!
The second one was in Independence on Farty Highway. And I sold that to my nephew, Sam Garozzo, because his dad was partners with me in it. And you know, I sold my half to him, and he's had it since the early 2000s.
Oh.
It's called Salvatore's now, but I still give him all my recipes, and you could still go there and get my Garozzo Sellers Chianti there. And, you know, I send, like, because we had a restaurant in Lee Summit, now everybody says, we want you back in Lee Summit. I said, go to Salvatore's in Independence. It's closer.
Right.
For you, you know.
Same kind of food.
Yeah.
And then when you were in Italy in 91, you tried some of their wines and everything, and then you decided.
Well, I met a guy right before I was leaving, and we were going to Tuscany, and I was going there because this wine guy wanted me to start selling his Chianti by the glass. And the guy's name was Rusty Pape, and he was an Italian guy from Chicago. And I kind of told a little white lie, says, you know, because I was serving another one that I liked. I said, well, this other company's sending me to Italy. They're paying for my airfare and getting me a place to stay in Tuscany where they're at. And he says, we'll do the same thing. So that's how I got to go the first time. I got my two free tickets for me and my wife, and they put us up in this place up in Tuscany, right in the heart of the Chianti wine region. Then, when we went there, my two oldest daughters and my aunt and my uncle, Marge and Frank Cacciatore, went with us, and right before I left. So we had this set up for about 3 months. This other winemaker came in with some fabulous Chianti. His name was Gianpaolo Motta. And he had this vineyard. He says, my vineyard's right there. He says, I want to come. I told him where I'm staying. I'm staying at this bed and breakfast. It was called Salvadonica. Really neat place. Beautiful, right in the heart of Chianti. Father and his two beautiful twin daughters ran it, and it was really nice. And so I told him I'm staying there. He says, I know right where it is. He says, my winery's a mile away from there. It's only a kilometer away. So he came and picked up me and my uncle, and my wife and my aunt and my two daughters went shopping, and my Uncle Frank and I went down there, and it was great because Frank spoke fluent Italian. My Italian wasn't as good as it is now. I've gotten better. I've been there probably 15 times to Italy and Sicily now. So, but he was great with that, and you know we went to his winery, and he was so proud of it. It was a small vineyard. But he put his heart and soul in every bottle of it, and it was fabulous. I did the first two vintages, 93 and 94, I did with Gianpaolo Motta. But his wine was so small, it was all single vineyard, and it was so good that he priced it out of the ballpark for me because I wanted something that I could buy a lot. I would have had to, now he's got His Chianti goes for $100 a bottle. I'm selling mine for $45 a bottle, and it's delicious. I could easily get 60 for it, but I buy so much of it, I get a good deal. I get 500 cases a year between Overland Park and Kansas City, and sometimes on the caterings we cater. We have our catering business, which we catered 350 weddings last year off property. That's a bigger part of our growth. And
our family's had your catering. Many times.
Yeah, and so has your brother Chad in A10 Radio Sports.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but they've been partners of mine for many years, and got a great relationship with all these guys. They're all friends of mine, and I've been with them, been friends with them. I first started out, they had the little shack over in Independence Avenue.
Yeah, wasn't that awful?
I remember going over
I started there, too.
That's close to the downtown restaurant.
No,
this was
it's
the...
It's in Independence, Missouri.
Oh, I thought you said Independence Avenue.
Independence, Missouri. And it was a little white shack. And
I remember.
I'll never forget the first time I went in there. They had me interviewed by Jason Whitlock and some kid named Stephen St. John that was his apprentice. And now Stephen is he's like the MC of everything.
Yes, he is.
He's the master of ceremonies. I'm like, what am I doing at an event and Stephen's not the MC?
Yes, he does. He does a great job.
Yeah.
I remember that station. That was the walls were falling down. It was something else.
You guys come a long way.
Yeah. And then, speaking of your catering, you offer that. That's who do they get? How do they go about getting that? Because we're coming up on that season, especially June.
Well, we're coming up on we're booking out in 27. We're in the season.
Oh, right? So you're fully April, booked.
May, oh yeah, we're booked. We're booked out for 20. I mean, for 26, but we're filling up fast. 27, people book. You got to do it in advance. You got to do it early because everybody gets married on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants every Saturday in May, April, May, June. You know, the September, October, November, those are the big 6 months, you know. But, you know, October has become really the biggest one, and September too. But, we do a lot of them in June, July, August. We do them, you know, all year round. Even December, people get married. People get married on New Year's Eve.
And it's not just marriages.
But no, we cater other. That's just weddings. We do over 350, and we're hoping to do more this year. So
I was going to ask you. So your Sunday, your Easter Sunday buffet kind of thing that you did.
Yeah, we got
fantastic spread.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And the price, I don't know how you got away with that because, I mean, you had Italian biscuits and gravy.
Italian
rib.
Sausage biscuits and gravy.
Oh.
That's made with Italian sausage, and we are actually selling that in the grocery stores now.
Really?
Galozzo's Italian sausage. If you go to the hen house there, they got it right next to the, we're in all the hen house, all the Costantino Price Choppers. We're in most all the Price Choppers. We're trying to get into Hy-Vee. They're a little harder because they get all their stuff from Iowa.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
They get a lot of their... But,
it's their headquarters.
But I got my sauces in there, and I'm working on getting this Italian sauce.
Three sauces?
Well, no, we have four sauces.
Four sauces, okay.
We do the our Sicilian sauce, sugu, our tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. And then we do our Diablo sauce, our spicy tomato sauce, our Amogu, the olive oil, lemon, and garlic. And then we also do the Italian salad dressing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, now we're just coming out. It's coming out right now. We're just releasing it, is our vodka sauce. Vodka sauce is a real popular item at the restaurant, so We're starting that now.
You put that vodka sauce over like pasta,
usually,
right?
Usually rigatoni.
Yeah, rigatoni.
Rigatoni or gnocchi.
Okay. Know? And it depends. Now, have you ever had that vodka sauce, Mike?
I have not.
Have you had the chicken spinini?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Okay. So I had to get that. The Diablo sauce is really good.
It's very spicy. It's got some kick to it, but people love it.
I love it, too. And I'm not big on spice, but it really goes down well, and it doesn't burn all like...
No, it's just got a little enough heat.
Yeah.
Enough crushed red pepper and the right amount of garlic.
Right, but it doesn't stick with you.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't hurt later on.
Right. Right. I was forced to eat a pepper once, and it was a ghost pepper. And I swear the next morning... I was still feeling it, still in pain.
Yeah,
yeah. That was
gotta be careful
else.
With that stuff. Some of those.
I was in a Mexican restaurant.
I know they have a different definition of hot.
That's true. Okay, so then I was going to ask you because I do when we you have gift cards,
right?
And I was going to ask you when this all of the do you take reservations?
We do.
So do you see a lot of, especially down on Harrison, do you see a lot of increased traffic with all of these, with all the FIFA coming in?
Well, we haven't seen it yet.
No. It doesn't until June 11th. What is it? June 11th until...
But I think some of the teams will be here before that.
Do you see that...
But we haven't seen any of them yet.
Well, yeah.
They haven't moved in yet. We're just... I'm assuming they're going to be coming late May, I would imagine.
That's right.
Is when they're coming in.
Yeah, the base camp starts in May, and you know, then people start showing up early June.
We're opening up. We're going to stay open an hour later in all the restaurants.
What are your hours?
Our hours are Monday through Thursday. We're open from 11 to 9. And we used to be open from 11 to 10, but since COVID... It's all changed. It's a earlier dinner crowd. It's unbelievable. And we used to, but now we're open from 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 on Friday, noon to 10 on Saturdays. But we're going to just open up at the same time every day. And then on Sundays, we're 3 to 9.
All right, okay.
3 to 9 on Sunday, except for like Mother's Day and Easter. Like Mother's Day's coming up. We'll have the buffet out.
I was just going to ask you, when I was mentioning the Easter buffet, you're going to have a Mother's Day buffet.
Yeah, we do it 2 days a year. I tried doing it every Sunday, and it just never took off. And I couldn't believe it didn't. And
I couldn't either.
But it's okay. You know, we got a nice niche, 3 to 9, and... We still do our half-price wine on Sunday nights, and our guests love that.
The Chianti, can you get that?
You can get that.
Can they buy the bottles from you?
We actually sell our wine to go for half price all the time.
Really?
So if you want to get a carryout and a bottle of Garozzo Chianti, you get it for like $22.50 to go.
Jeez.
Deal.
Yeah.
See, when I go, like, for lunch, I love your sandwiches. So when I go for lunch, I usually just go and sit right there at that bar in Overland Park. That's, like, the centerpiece right there in the middle.
Right.
And I just pull up a chair, and that's where I sit. And it's fast. You get you don't have to wait around.
No. People don't have, at lunch, they're not there for a long time. It's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They got to get out of there. So
now I want to go over some of your menu items. And when we get back from this break, what I was going to ask is, are all these family recipes or
a lot of them are. Like the lasagnas, my mother's
delicious
recipe. I mean, the sauce, the red sauce is probably more my mother's red sauce with a touch of my wife's family.
Yeah.
A touch of my wife's family, but pretty much with the way we've always grew up eating it, and then a lot of the Spadinis, all the Mogu sauces and things like that, and the veal Parmesan. I mean, and the linguine and clams, all these dishes, the seafood pastas, are stuff we ate growing up. But then a lot of items are things I pick up from different restaurants. I go to eat, you know, traditional dishes. And
even in Italy, you probably.
On my never-ending search to make Garozzo's a better restaurant, I sometimes have to do research development in the motherland.
I gotta ask you a question when we get back about the tomatoes that grow on the base of Mount Vesuvius. I heard they're the best, but we're gonna take a quick break. When we get back, we're gonna continue with some menu items from Garozzo's. We'll be right back.
This summer, give your kids a chance to train like the best players in the world. ShareWaves, in partnership with Nike Sports Camps, is bringing ready-to-play world-class soccer camps to communities across Kansas City. 8 weeks of high-level training led by veteran coach Alan Jones. These high-energy clinics are inspired by the world's top soccer nations. The Nike Sports Camps begin June 8th, and they are coming to locations all over Kansas City. Visit ShareWavesFoundation.org to learn more and register today. Ready to play, building better humans through sports. Sports.
What's up, friends? Sean Kellerman from Kansas Nation. Hey, tune in to KansasNation.com all week. Rock Chalk Sports airs from 4 to 6 daily, and Daniel Courtwright and I will keep you up to date on all things KU. We'll talk college hoops, transfer portal, your first place KU baseball team, and much more. Hear from Henry Greenstein from KUSports.com and Shreya Slada from the Kansas City Star. Plus, NFL draft reaction as we break down the Chiefs selections, and we'll talk Royals as well. Rock Chalk Sports with Sean Kellerman and Daniel Courtwright every day from 4 to 6 on KansasNation.com.
You know the feeling, that rush when you reach that goal, make somebody brag a little back home, that's success. And at University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why UMGC offers an accredited skills-based education that helps move your career forward. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus build your skills in leadership, communication, and critical thinking. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and more. With affordable and online programs, you can unlock new opportunities to help you succeed again. At UMGC, success is yours for the taking and the making, and nothing should keep you from it, especially not an application fee. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We're joined in studio with Mike Burrows from the Missouri Restaurant Association, Michael Garozzo from Garozzo's Restaurant, Italian restaurant, and Gina
Vitale.
My daughter, Gina Vitale.
From both Garozzo's and soon to be Missouri Restaurant Association. Well, Greater Kansas City.
Kansas City
Restaurant Association, yes.
Restaurant Association.
Same one her dad was the president of.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of cool people that you get to meet and
I bet.
Mentors I've met. And
I've met a lot, but it's Garozzo's.com for more information. You can find both menus posted on Garozzo's.com. You can go to either of their locations. One's right at College Boulevard in Overland Park, and the other one's on Harrison Street in Kansas City, Missouri. but the one in Overland Park is right next to the Doubletree, so you can't miss it right there in that center and everything. And that's closer to my house, so that's where I go. All right, when we left off, we were talking about your Italian sausage.
We are talking about our Italian sausage. We're, by popular demand, we got it in the grocery stores now. And if you don't see it at your grocer, please ask for it by name. But we have two types. We have the traditional links that are sold, you know, right where you get all the local Italian sausages and stuff like this. And, boy, that's so delicious, just grilling it right on the grill.
Is it your recipe that you, when you grind it?
Well, actually, I will be honest about it. I bought the recipe.
Okay.
I was buying it from a company called Caldarello's Italian Sausage for 30-something years at the restaurant. It was the best Italian sausage I've ever eaten in my life. And I was ending up, they weren't really working the deal. They had other jobs and other interests. And I was over 50% of their business. So they weren't marketing. They weren't even doing much with it. So I just said, look, you guys, why don't you just sell me the recipe and I'll take over it and I'll buy it from you. Because you don't want to do it anymore. And we worked out a deal. We came up with a price and I bought it and I'm marketing it as Garozzo's. They didn't want to give me the Caldarello name, and they're great guys. Their family, they're from Moberly, Missouri, but they're Sicilians, and they make it the way, salsiccia is what it's called. It's the Italian word, salsiccia, but they make it as good as any I've ever had anywhere.
And I bet you that here coming when it warms up just a little bit more, I'm already grilling out, so yeah. I don't care. If it's 50 degrees out, I'm grilling out.
Well, we've been doing it. We've been donating it to
golf tournaments,
the St. Teresa's golf tournament for 20 years. I've been providing the Italian sausage for the tournament, and people love it.
Right?
We just did it Monday at the Third and Long. Derek Thomas Third and Long Foundation that Neil Smith, his best friend Neil, has kept running, and still a big supporter of that. We had the Italian sausages out there, and people loved them, and so now they're all excited that they can buy them in the grocery stores, and we're just
in the bulk too.
In the bulk also, we're partners with Seaboard on that, and they make it. And they call it the chub, but it's a 1 pound sleeve of the, not in the links, just the bulk.
Right.
Which is great. It's easier to cook with. And we have recipes that you can make the Italian sausage, biscuits and gravy that you love.
Yes.
It's so simple to make with this, with our recipe. It's, you know, 3 tablespoons of, you grill it, you get it, brown it. Saute it, 3 tablespoons of flour, 1 cup of heavy whipping cream, and 2 cups of milk, and that's it. The Italian sausage does everything else. You just cook it for about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
And,
the longer it sits, that's what you eat when you go to our buffet brunch. Like when you went there on Easter, and what people are going to eat on Mother's Day, is that. And I make it at home. I made a whole bunch of when we played Canada for the gold medal. I had all the kids, all my grandkids. We had a big Italian sausage, biscuits, and gravy party at my house and watched the USA kick Canada's ass. I loved it.
Yeah.
You can also get the lasagna recipe from the restaurant, and we use that bulk sausage, that same bulk sausage.
And we also have our...
What sauce would I use?
But we also use that for our bolognese.
You mentioned
sauce.
That at break.
The bolognese sauce.
One of your sauces, which one?
Just one, the sugo, the regular red sauce.
Okay, the regular red sauce. I wouldn't do Diablo with that.
You could, but... You don't need it because the sausage has got the heat.
I got you. Okay.
We did little samples at Hen House a couple weekends ago.
And we made it just like that.
One of my daughters was helping me out, my fifth grader, and she loved it so much now that she wanted it for her birthday. She made me go and buy the jar of Gorozo Sugu from Hen House and buy the roll of a Gorozo sausage so that it would be the same as the way we had it for the samples. She loved it. And it really is delicious.
It's a no-brainer. And I have people there, buddies of mine from Wolf Creek were going in there, and his wife came and bought it the next day, and he sent me a picture of it. As good as it was in the store every time.
Wolf Creek, that's where I learned to play.
So
you also have private dining.
Private dining.
I'm sure that's reservation, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have...
How many?
Well, you know, we have in Overland Park, we've got the family room in the back with all the family pictures in the back room. And that room, I could get 65-70
okay.
in. Then it has a divider, and I could get like 40 on one side and maybe 25 on the other, you know. And
we do tons of banquets.
We do a lot of rehearsal dinners this time of year.
Would the people, like, if they wanted that, would they
launch us?
Would they be able to? Yeah, they call.
But we have.
Would they be able to do a buffet?
Well,
we do some.
We don't like to do buffets if they're too big because there's there's not enough room for people.
Oh,
they take up a lot of space. Now if it's a smaller group and it's a slower night, but
we do it for happy hours sometimes, like businesses will come in for happy hour, so it's before our dinner rush. So we we'll set up a little appetizer buffet for them, and they'll get happy hour drinks and things.
And you've gotten you've had a number of awards and recognition for your restaurant, and you've even had some really cool visitors that have come in. Tony Bennett
actually came in twice, and I brought him once to his hotel room one time too. So,
oh, gosh.
And he was great. He was great.
Did
he sing?
Well, he gave me tickets to the concerts every time he was in town. And
Tony Bennett, that must have been something.
Yeah, he's probably the most. Paul Newman, Kid Rock. I mean, we've had
with Hank Williams,
Patrick Mahomes,
Mahomes. Kelsey used to come in all the time until he met Taylor Swift. I haven't seen him since him and Taylor. He door dashes, and he says
they don't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of some of the menu items, there's too much to go over, and we don't have a whole lot of time, but I've got a couple of minutes, and then we'll close it out, but I have to mention a couple of items that I love to get, and that's your Sicilian stuffed artichokes. They are delicious.
I swear on my grandchildren, you just mentioned Tony Bennett. The first time he ate it, the first time he came in the restaurant, he ate it and he said, "Mike, it's the best artichoke I've ever eaten in my life."
It is.
And he looked up at heaven and said, "Sorry, Ma."
It is so good.
It's to die
they're
for.
In season right now too. They're
beautiful.
I could have that for dinner.
Yeah, when we were growing up, we called them gogoccioles. That's the way the Sicilians. I'm full-blooded Sicilian. All four of my grandparents were born in Sicily, but the Sicilian word was gogoccioli, and that when we had them for dinner, we didn't have all that shrimp and prosciutto. We just had the breadcrumbs, but everybody got one gogoccioli, and that was the whole meal. And man, were they good! Oh,
but now
my God.
You put the prosciutto and
the shrimp and melted Provol cheese.
Oh.
We have them. A lot of people still like them. A lot of the old time Italian people, they want them just with the breadcrumbs.
They're still delicious.
And they're still delicious.
I'd probably have them both ways.
Yeah.
You know, just to try.
Yeah.
Now on your specials, is it Specialate.
Specialata. Specialata della casa.
Okay.
Specialties of the house.
Specialties of the house. Frankie's chicken.
You like that one?
I love that one.
My nephew Frankie invented that when he was working here. He created that dish, and Frankie's moved back to St. Louis, but he worked with me for 10 years here in Overland Park and also in Wichita. He came and helped me out, too. So
I love that one. It's got the provolone cheese, the sautéed shrimp, the white wine Dijon cream sauce.
The Dijon cream sauce is the thing.
It is the thing, and the onions and the peas, over linguine, olive oil, and garlic. It's awesome. Now, I've switched trying to lose a little weight, so I like Mike's diet chicken
Mike's
also.
Mike's diet chicken. I eat it once or twice a week because I got to keep it.
You can't
it
go wrong with that.
It still tastes good. Delicious.
It is.
And it's under 500 calories. It's on everybody's diet, unless you're a vegan. But
everybody's
gluten free, carbs, no carbs really at all.
Yeah.
Hardly.
You're allergic to chicken or garlic.
Lots of protein.
Yeah, a lot of protein.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll close out the show with Garozzo's. We'll be right back.
When you need a ride, call the Kansas City Transportation Group. With a fleet of over 550 vehicles, the Kansas City Transportation Group has the right ride and attention to detail for your special event. Proms, weddings, special dinners out on the town, concerts, airport transfers, and more. All you need to remember is kctg.com. Reserve your ride from the Midwest's largest private passenger ground transportation group, Kansas City Transportation Group. Book your ride today at kctg.com.
The World's Game is coming to Kansas City this summer, and there's no better way to get ready than the Crossroads Soccer Show right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB with U.S. Men's National Team World Cup veteran Matt Beisler and me, Nate Bucati. Check us out every Thursday at 6 o'clock. We're going to have great soccer guests from all over the country and get you ready for the big summer ahead. It's the Crossroads Soccer Show on your home for the best soccer coverage in town, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your tire shine and protect them from sun fading at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Save $2 when you buy two cans of Superior Products Coverall Tire Dressing. Plus, receive 4x O Rewards points. Coverall stays where it's sprayed and delivers a long-lasting shine. Stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
By sight.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We are joined in studio with Michael Garozzo, Gina
Vitale,
which is Michael's daughter and soon to be president of Greater Kansas City
Restaurant Association.
And Mike Burris, who is the... Didn't you organize most of the FIFA?
Well, it's kind of fallen on me because I'm the executive director, so we're trying to keep track of everything for all the restaurants. But yeah, it's been real interesting. It's exciting to see all the things going on right now.
MORestaurants.com and .org.
.org, no .com, because we're a nonprofit.
But both will bring you to the same site. I've made that mistake.
Can I do one quick thing? I want to brag on Gina. She's the chairman of the education committee. And last Thursday, we sat there from 8 o'clock in the morning to a little after 5 o'clock at night interviewing all the scholarship applicants. We might have set a record this year. This year in Kansas City, we'll give away about $35,000 in scholarships. So
really?
Yeah.
That's one of the fun parts of of the job. Definitely. Yeah. That was fun to give those kids who have a passion for the industry.
And they go to culinary school?
Yeah.
All of them are going to higher education. So they're kids in high school, Pro Start programs, or they're kids that are already in, like, Johnson County Community College and all those. We do it all over the state. And I think we did about 80 kids this year. We interviewed across the state.
So oh, wow.
A lot of, that's the main thing we do, actually, is scholarships.
It was rewarding.
Yeah,
those are for
Mike. Organizes everything too, so that was nice.
And it's like for people that
Mike, I brag on Mike. He's doing a great job.
And that's for people who want to have a career in the hospitality or restaurant.
That's what we got to get them started young.
Yeah,
get it in their blood.
Yeah,
because once it gets in your blood, you can't get it out. You know, I had a real job once. It was horrible. it was like, I couldn't see any of my friends. I was going to bed at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, because I was getting up early, and it just wasn't me.
What job was it?
It was construction. But I mean, I didn't mind it because I was getting in shape from it. You know, I was working.
It
was hard work, yeah. But it was just the life.
You know, every time we do our meetings in St. Louis, because we do them every month, every time you go there for that, or you go there for their inaugural dinner, they always brag about Michael. You know, he's from the Hill.
He's
here.
The coolest.
Yeah.
They're pretty proud of him.
It's where you grew up.
Born and raised on the Hill, where the men were men and the women were glad of it.
Yeah, she's the kind of woman that... two locations for Garozzo's, College Boulevard in Overland Park and Harrison Street in Kansas City, Missouri. Garozzo's.com for more information. Hey, do you want me to give out the phone numbers?
You can give them out, sure.
Overland Park is 913-491-8300. And if you want to call the KCMO, it's downtown, right? Harrison Street.
526 Harrison, Columbus Park, the old Italian neighborhood.
The city market kind of area.
Yeah,
east of the city market.
Boy. You're going to get some business there from when they build that new stadium.
Yeah. This, well,
we have it from the current stadium, too.
No, I mean the Royals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Royals Stadium.
I'm so happy that where that turned out.
Yeah.
That couldn't have worked out better.
Shopping district, the whole thing.
It's going to be great.
Awesome.
I am, too. I'm really glad. It was great of the Hall family to give up all that space.
God love them. We got some great, great Kansas City families here. There's so many great families. You know, you got the Halls, the Dunns, and I mean, just so many Kansas City families that love this city and give back to it so much. So we're a very blessed place, Kansas City.
Yeah, it is. It's a small, mid-sized community. But a lot of tradition. That's for sure.
That's a fact.
Now, at Garozzo's, you have a lot of salads also. We talked about the ones you had on the air there. But the Garozzo's...
The house salad is
the house salad.
Our signature salad, yeah.
What dressing is that?
It's just...
You sell it.
Yeah, we sell it in the grocery store now. But it's red wine, vinegar, and olive oil,
so
basically.
Good.
Pimentos, red onions.
I put blue cheese on it.
You put the gorgonzola cheese.
Yes, the gorgonzola.
We use gorgonzola cheese. It's a little milder, not quite as strong as the traditional blue cheese.
Oh.
You know, so, and it's also goes good with our martinis when you get the gorgonzola, the stuffed olives with your dirty martinis.
I eat them without the martinis. They're so good.
And then you have the classic wedge. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, it's an Italian wedge. We don't use bacon. We use toasted prosciutto ham.
And the gorgonzola.
We use gorgonzola cheese, not blue cheese. And we make the
hard-boiled
dressing.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs. The dressing is a creamy Parmesan. Creamy Parmesan dressing.
It's delicious.
Yeah. So it's not traditional like some ranch or some blue cheese dressings.
I have to mention a couple of your sandwiches, because when I go in there for lunch, I just park right there at the bar and I order a sandwich. That way I'm in and out pretty quickly. You can't go wrong with the meatball sandwich. You can't. I mean, it's so delicious.
And we put plenty of meatballs on there. We don't skimp.
No, no, you don't.
I hate a sandwich without any meat, you know. Same thing with the Italian sausage.
That's the first one is the grilled Italian sausage stuffed with onions and green peppers. That's how I would make mine.
And melted provolone cheese.
That one's called Sicilia.
Salsiccia.
Sorry, my Italy's not, my Italian's not the best. But then you can't go wrong with that Italian steak either.
Yeah.
That is really, really good. Those three, I love those. And then under your spinini.
Believe it or not, you might be missing. Don't ever forget about the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
It's so good.
I haven't ever gotten that.
Andy Reid only comes in for dinner, but I'd love to give him one.
Because he was from
Philly. Yeah, Philly.
I know.
Has he had it? Does he order that?
No, he's never had it because I've never seen him at lunch. He only comes in for dinner.
It's not on the dinner menu.
It's not on. Oh, yeah.
But
no, I steered away from that one for some reason.
It's delicious.
Really? Okay, well, I'll have to try that one then. And then we talked about your chicken spinini. You also sell your beef spinini still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have all things spinini. We have beef spinini, chicken spinini, veal spinini, and we have shrimp spinini. We also have lobster spinini.
And on that note, we thank you guys. Thank all three of you for being in studio. Garozos.com. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Well, I might take a plane. I may take a train. If I have to walk.